And it's like, I tell people, when a Satanist puts a curse on you, you know, people think, well, there's a skull involved and three different candles and a knife and parchment and a quill. And it's like, and so there's blood and there's wolf's bane. And it's like, no. Don't think of all that. A basic curse is you're praying to Satan to attach a demon to somebody. Now, the most common curses are a single curse, a tri-curse, and a hex. A single curse, I send a demon to attach to you so I can curse you. But you're in a state of grace, so the demon leaves. No big deal. Let's say, though, somebody hired me to put a tri-curse on you. Demon comes to you today at noon. Oh, you're in a state of grace, so he leaves. But he comes back tomorrow at 4 p.m. But you're still in a state of grace, so he leaves. And he comes back in 30 days at midnight, but you're still in a state of grace. So he leaves. And that was the three times, and the curse didn't stick. But let's say the person that hires me really hates you bad, and they're rich, and they pay my coven $10 million to put a curse on you, and they want it done with a hex. Not a problem. I do my hex, I do my abortion, I finish out my hex, the demon goes to you, and goes, oh, you're in a state of grace? No problem, I'll wait. So he just hangs around you, and he talks to your guardian angel, and he sits around, and he just waits. And let's say he waits for 90 days, you're still in a state of grace. But day 91, somebody pisses you off on the highway and you cuss them out, flip them off, and use every dirty word you know. But in that, you took the Lord's name in vain. Suddenly, you're not in a state of grace. And the demon attaches to you because he's been with you this whole 90 days, mm-hmm. waiting for you to sin. And now you have. And now he's attached to you. And now, with this type of curse, you're going to need a deliverance unless he stays with you longer than normal and the deliverance hasn't worked, and then you might need an exorcism. Oh. And this could have been avoided had you stayed in a state of grace the whole time.